Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 61 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will be speaking about depression in mothers of autistic children. And I'll also give you a few strategies which you can use to avoid falling in the depression trap. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder. It is not a disease which can be cured. It is the fastest growing disability in today's modern world. Parenting any child is hard work, but parenting an autistic child is hard. It can be both overwhelming and isolating at the same time. We have to constantly juggle between driving our child to different therapies and taking care of our home and our families. We have other children to take care of. Many parents of autistic children, both including mothers, have to work, as therapy for autistic children are costly. The cost of raising an autistic child is increasing in today's time. This all leads to a lot of stress and anxiety on part of the mother. In many families, when the husband is the sole breadwinner, then the sole responsibility of caring for home and the autistic child falls on the mother. In most cases, their whole lives revolve around their child. They have no help. This leaves no time for self-care for a mother and it can lead to burnout. It is so important to do self-care activities for oneself, even if it is only for 5 to 10 minutes, as you cannot pour from an empty cup. There is a high level of stress in moms of autistic kids, which might lead to depression. Depression rates are also high in mothers of children with autism than in mothers of children with neurotypical kids. Our autistic children are very close to us. Our children can feel our emotional state. If we are stressed and anxious, they can feel it. Many of them are nonverbal. They have no way of communicating with us how they feel. They might feel stressed and they might start showing behavior issues. It is important for us as autism moms to take self-care very seriously, as this will affect how you can care for your child in the long run. Let us normalize asking for help. We don't want to be the super moms. Many of us live abroad with no family around to help us. In this case, there are respite services available to help us care for our child. If you live in countries like India, then ask for help from your immediate family or friends. Make sure you do some kind of a self-care activity each day when your child is in school or therapy. It can be as simple as having a cup of coffee, going for a walk, reading a book, listening to music, exercise, or meeting a friend. Nutrition is the next most important thing we have to take care of. Eating healthy, wholesome meals is very important for a mother of child with autism, as many of these diseases like depression are gut-related and stress-related. Try to join fellow parent support groups wherein you can meet other moms who will understand exactly what you're going through, as many of us face the similar struggles. They can give us a listening ear. Having depression is associated with high levels of stigma. We need to visit a doctor who can refer us to a specialist who can help us. Depression can be very debilitating. Small everyday tasks might be challenging. We cannot take it lightly, as we have to take care of our kids and our family. As a mother, you play a very important critical role in helping your autistic child. So it is very important for you to take care of yourself first so you can help your child to learn, grow and thrive. Depression causes us to lose our self-confidence and motivation. It feels like no one around us understands us and can relate to us. Autism is hard. It can be hard on the whole family. So it is very important to take timely action when you see symptoms of depression. Depression does not only show mental symptoms, but it can also show physical symptoms as well. So I hope in today's episode, I have given you some strategies which you can use to avoid feeling in the trap of depression. Thank you once again for tuning in to Autism Family Podcast. If you like my podcast, leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Good Pods. This will help my podcast to reach more autism parents. Thank you once again. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum. I also have a blog called autismfamilystory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.